After constantly being bombarded with emails, phone calls, and text messages on a daily basis asking, "What would you do?" Sometimes it's an, "Oh crap, I made a mistake, help me." And sometimes it's just a question about the latest technology and do we feel it's worth the investment. We want to help answer all of these questions. So, welcome to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. We'll be interviewing experts in the industry to help answer the questions that you desire to know the answers to. And now, it's time for What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann.
Hello, and welcome to What Would Larry Do? I am Dr. Ann, and I'm here with Larry Helwig on this bright and sunny Friday morning.
Thank God it's Friday.
I know. You know, yeah. It said it was supposed to rain here, but literally looking out the windows behind us, that's what the weather forecast is in Arizona, is rain, and we have blue skies with not a single cloud around. So
maybe afternoon.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It might be moving in.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a fun topic today, don't we, Larry?
We do. I like it. It's a good one.
So I'm going to start it off with just asking you, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of enhancement?
Boy, am I being set up or what?
Yes,
well,
you are.
There are guys who need it. it has a lot of sexual connotations, but I think in what we're talking about, unless it is sexual today.
Nope, it's not.
Okay.
It was a setup.
It was a setup. I think what we're talking about has a lot to do with aesthetics. And, you know, in some of the previous podcasts, we've alluded and discussed some of the points with, you know, anti-aging and all that, mm-hmm. and how that works. And, you know, every day I'm doing consults and patients will come in, and many of them are hoping that they can get a nice, simple treatment, turn the clock back, and, you know, really have this huge anti-aging thing going and not spend a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I mean, we all want that, of course, and we're all hoping for that. But the reality is kind of judged by decade. And, you know, every decade that goes by, our skin is aging much faster. And so, you know, we're aging faster this year than we were last year, and faster last year than the previous year. So,
in the last two years, I feel like people have drastically seemed to have aged. In this week alone, I've had 5 different people come in for a consult that tell me, "I have aged so much in the last 2 years. Please help me."
I think stress. I think, you know,
yeah.
There's just so much, you know, and it's a day in, day out thing. And a consultation I did yesterday, that was a very similar situation. It's like, you know, just look at me and pick an area, you know. It's like everything. And I think that is it. I think people have had a hard time. I think it's been difficult and challenging in many ways for mm-hmm. a lot of people. Because if you think about life in general, I mean, just life is challenging. Mm-hmm. And then all the things that have been added to it over the last couple of years with the pandemic and everything else, mm-hmm. Just a lot.
Yeah.
And even right now, just what's going on
in the world.
In the world. I mean, Ukraine and things like that. I mean, I feel horrible about it. And you can't turn on the news without seeing it. I mm-hmm. mean, it's you know, all day, every day, because it is so horrific. So, you know, I think it takes a toll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I definitely have seen that during the pandemic. You know, number one, patients weren't doing anything. Some of them were quarantined to their house. And so they were out of their old habits and they weren't taking care of themselves as much. And, you know, that's where they began this. And then on top of it, you put the stress in one way or another. And then they felt like they've really aged. Then you put the Zoom calls on top of it and they see themselves what they look like. But back to the whole idea, I find this a lot. And, you know, pretty much anybody who does consults in the aesthetic world will tell you that. You always get the patients coming in that they would like to do a single treatment. You know, they want to spend $500 and they want to have it last for a long time because we live in an instant gratification society. I always say it's like they want the Amazon of aesthetic treatments.
That's
they want to get it for $5.99, have it be here tomorrow, and you know, have it last for a long time.
I used to always say that patients would call up and set up an appointment for a consult, and they'd like to have the results by the time they get to our office.
Yes, you know? That is so true.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is not that. So the reason why I had to, you know, kind of set you up this morning with talking about the word enhancement is Larry's very passionate about the fact that when you do a consult, there's correction and then there's enhancement, aka maintenance. Some people call it maintenance. He likes to refer to it as enhancement because, you know, it sounds better, doesn't it?
Well, it's easier to swallow.
You just keep it rolling.
I had to go there.
I know.
But if you think about it, you know, and I've mentioned this before, you know, our peak is age 15. At age 30, roughly, it's over. You know, we're not producing fibroblasts like we did. We're not producing collagen and elastin. You know, hyaluronic acid is reduced. NMF is reduced. I mean, there's 14 different things that we're losing. Mm-hmm. By age 30, it's really, you know, minimal at that point. And so it's getting worse all the time. So when people come in, you know, if they come in young enough, it's really prevention. But when they come in for the first time, age 50, you know, it's all about correction. And of course, you know, we'd like the $500 treatment that corrects everything and does everything. That's just not reality.
It hasn't been invented yet.
No. Yeah. Maybe someday, but I think being realistic about it and taking a practical approach, if your skin has laxity on your face, it would be your eyelids, it would be your lower face. Maybe even your forehead has some horizontal lines going across. You know, all these different things, and you start with one area, and it may be up in the scalp where you're really just feeling how much movement is there. You go down to the forehead, you go down to the eyelids, you look around the eyes. What's going on in the bottom portion? What's happening in the cheeks? You know, have you lost volume in the cheeks? And so the patient I had yesterday, she had really large masseter muscles because she does grind her teeth. But if you think about it, then right next to it, she had volume loss. And so I recommended that, you know, Sculptra or something like that would be ideal for that. So she'll be looking to do that. But, you know, it's quite a difference, you know, quite a contrast there. And then at the same time, how do you bring the tissue back? How do you lift and tighten? So all of these things really make a difference. And again, it's a lot easier when you're young to do this stuff. You don't have to do as much. But if you take correction by itself, everyone wants, the one treatment. The reality is most offices underachieve because they undersell. You know, if I tell you this is three treatments and you believe that, like, that's the gospel, in three treatments you're going to have this, you know, new lifted tight face. And for most patients by the age 50, it's not happening. You know, you need to think about that. It might be six treatments, it might be eight treatments, but the thing is, it doesn't have to happen all at once.
Yeah.
You know, just take an approach, take a slow approach. I mean, we can do things like deep resurfacing and all that. That's going to change you so quick. It's unbelievable, but it's not the right approach for everyone.
Yeah.
And I do believe that if you can take your time and just say, look, let's make a goal, let's say 1 year from now or even 2 years from now, and take that as the approach and let's just slow it down. I mean, you know, it's taken you 50 years or 60 years to get to this point. Let's not try to change it overnight. Let's just start it going and we'll get good photos and we will be able to show you the transformation over time. But you know, get your body working. And again, if you are older, you know, the response to the treatment takes longer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Just like so, if you cut your arm.
Yeah.
It takes longer to heal than when you were 15.
That's right. Take me, older than dirt, cut my arm, and then compare it to, you know.
Me, I'm really young. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, grandma, I don't know. But yes, so obviously Anne would heal faster and then take someone that's
younger. Not necessarily,
younger.
I was just teasing.
Well, it is an age thing by decade, and young people
Absolutely.
Are going to respond so much better. So that's the thing. So don't put a big rush. Oh my God, I got to have this. Now, can we do threads? Can we do other things for
yeah.
those in a hurry? Somehow you forgot the wedding that you're going to next month. You know, okay, we can do that.
Yeah. But, you know, when it comes to correction, you know, so anytime I think of this enhancement program, there's two of our favorite patients that we have come in. And one of them we just saw this week. Yes, we've done things like deep resurfacing to her. She is in her mid to late 60s, flawless skin. I mean, she doesn't have a lip line. She doesn't have forehead lines. Her cheeks are perfectly smooth. Now, a couple things is, yes, she committed to the correction initially, but she is also part of the enhancement program. She shows up every 3 months on the dot to get either, you know, we'll talk about later, a BBL photofacial or a Scarlett or Silfermex microneedling, and she does little stuff in between. And the most important things I like to tell patients and really make sure offices are telling patients is you don't have to take it overboard where you're going to end up looking crazy. You know, my favorite one to pick on back in the day was always like Joan Rivers, but mm-hmm. there's other Hollywood starlets out there that people sometimes think, well, if I start doing these anti-aging procedures, I'm gonna look like that. And what you and I really teach our patients is the number one most important thing is to have beautiful, healthy skin. And doing that does not turn you into a crazy looking housewife. Like, you don't have to look like you've had something done.
Yep.
And then our other patient that comes in all the time, who's very regular on her maintenance, part of the enhancement program, the one who golfs all the time. She's a character. She's funny. We love her to death. Her skin is beautiful. And it's funny because she was going over with her accountant how much she had spent with us over the year. And she's like, I can't believe I spent that much. And her accountant said, yes, but your skin is absolutely amazing. So
yes.
I always think, I was like, well, if the accountant is actually thinking, no, it was worth it. Look at your beautiful skin. And she's in her 70s.
That's right.
And she looks amazing. If we put her up side by side to anybody else her age, you would guess her to be at least 20 years younger. And
That's
again,
right.
she's never done anything overboard with fillers or anything that makes her look crazy. She looks exactly like herself.
Best version of herself.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's the key. So as we age, when we do treatments on you or on a patient, it's you do get correction, of course, but much of it goes toward future.
Yes.
You know, so you're
yeah.
always getting some prevention of fine lines, some prevention of something else
mm-hmm.
by doing that. And so the idea of getting total correction usually is quite a number of treatments.
Yeah.
And then if you stop and say, okay, I'm done, I'm good, and this is the way it's been forever, you know, people
mm-hmm.
will stop. Okay, I've gotten what I wanted, and I've spent quite a bit of money to get here, but now I'm done. And you don't see them again for 3 or 4 years, you know, you're still aging, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's still happening. Now, during this process of correction, you've actually slowed down the momentum of skin aging
mm-hmm.
and turned it into momentum of anti-aging.
Yeah.
And there's all the studies and that we can talk about that supports that.
Well, and we even have some photos of those studies that they can pop up for us. So, you know, our favorite study that we always refer to is the Forever Young BBL study that Dr. Patrick Bitters Jr. conducted. It was a 10-year study. And he had these patients, there's Dr. Patrick Bitters himself, that's age 43 and age 55. So on the left is the younger photo, and on the right is the older photo. But look at how much younger he looks, even though he's over 10 years older. I mean, it's just so impressive. And that's his forehead up close. So look at the difference between age 43 and age 55. And again, this was the study that he conducted, the Forever Young BBL study.
And we were one of the offices that participated in that.
Same thing, that mouth is 10 years younger. Or no, yeah, 10 years younger, 9.
Yeah. And
Larry was one of the offices that participated in this in judging the photos.
And that's all you got was, you know, the skin. You did not get the hair. You did not get anything Mm-mm. else. You just got like
the photos like this cheek. Of this lady's
exactly.
cheek. Yeah.
And so then you were comparing them. And the question was, you know, who's older or who's younger and by how many years? And that was what was so impressive is that these people who were doing three or four treatments a year as in those days, we all called it maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were looking so much younger 10 years later.
And again, 3 to 4 treatments a year of a non-invasive BBL photofacial treatment with no downtime.
And that's it. And so then why are we calling this maintenance when it's really enhancement?
Absolutely.
So you're taking something and you're correcting, but you are enhancing every single treatment because you're getting more collagen and elastin, and you're turning on anti-aging genes
mm-hmm.
and turning off aging genes.
Yep.
And that was also shown in the study. So
yep.
there's just so many things going on. But number one, just be realistic. Don't come in with the idea, I'm going to do a treatment or two and just, you know. And I think more and more people are getting that. I think they understand it. But I think for the offices out there doing this, stop quoting 2 treatments or 3 treatments.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not realistic.
Mm-mm.
Now, does it mean it's going to be more expensive for your patient because you're saying 6?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you're scared to ask for the money. Maybe you're, you know, I have no idea. But too many people are underselling. And so people are not getting what they should get.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, well, is this it? You know,
yeah.
I didn't, it wasn't that good. You know, I didn't see that much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the 6th treatment, you are going to get so much more than the first.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Your skin is younger. Your skin has started anti-aging. Your skin has more collagen and elastin. You have more fibroblasts. So, you know, when you take this out, you get more and more benefit all the time than just doing 2 or 3. I mean, if you do 2 or 3 on a patient that's 60 years old, the 3rd treatment, yes, is that better than the first? Yes, of course it is. Because you are slowing down aging. And maybe by the 3rd treatment, you've actually stopped it. But you really don't have the anti-aging going. I mean, this. Remember, everything has momentum.
Oh, yeah.
So these, you know, I mean, at 60, your skin is basically a runaway locomotive. I mean, it's going fast the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to slow it down by doing some treatments. The more treatments, the more you slow it down, you eventually stop it, and then the magic happens. And it is about the magic. And patients will say, oh my God, all of a sudden, I started seeing lifting. I started seeing tightening.
Or you they know. Start getting the compliments.
And yeah, exactly. So even if they themselves, you know, they aren't you know, looking so closely in the mirror for the outcome yet, other people are noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when you get a compliment on your skin that you didn't get, you know, 6 months ago or a year ago, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So you are now older and now you're getting compliments that you couldn't get a year ago. I mean, that's huge.
Well, and for us, I feel like it's very easy to sell enhancement because we do have Cyton equipment. I can refer to the Forever Young BBL study because we have the equipment in our office.
Yep.
And this is what I sell patients on. You know, once I show them the before and after, show them that it was a legitimate study that was done over a 10-year period, most of them are like, yeah, sign me up. But one of my other favorite famous people to talk about is Jennifer Aniston. So Jennifer Aniston, if you look at her before and afters, and I always tell offices, so look at her again on the left, she's younger. And on the right, she is significantly older. I want to say that's a good, 15 to 20 years
yeah.
in age?
Yeah.
She looks amazing. She still looks just like herself. Look at how smooth and perfect her jawline is. But one of the things that Jennifer Aniston has said in former articles is that she, I can't remember where this was written, but she was addicted to laser porn, as she liked to put it, which was researching the latest and greatest laser procedures and having some of them done to maintain her skin. And the reason why she looks so good is she started young.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been doing little things along the way, whether it's a little laser peel or whatever else she's been doing. There's been different, you know, interviews where she's talked about it. But she's never had to do anything super crazy. And that's why she looks like herself. But her skin looks amazing. So I always tell offices that if you don't have the same equipment that we do and maybe can't refer to some of the studies, use her as an example. Google some of the articles where she's talked about doing these treatments and use her before and afters as an example of, here's somebody who does the enhancement program on a regular basis and she looks very natural. I don't know too many people that look at Jennifer Aniston and be like, oh, she's doing too much.
Yeah.
Actually, I've never met one person that said that ever.
No, she looks very natural and mm-hmm. she looks fantastic.
Yeah, her skin is beautiful.
And 10 years from now, she's going to look fantastic.
I know.
I know. It's just that's the way it is. And you come to expect it because she has the routine down.
Yes.
You know, we maintain our cars. We maintain our house. You have to do that or things fall apart. Well, it's time to give back to ourselves. And we've talked about this where moms are the worst at this because they take care of the kids, they take care of their spouse, they take care of their parents, they take care of the spouse's parents, they take care of the neighbor's dog. They take care of everybody but themselves.
Yeah, and then trying to just wash your face at the end of the night. It's like, I can't, nope, not doing it.
Yeah, it's like you're exhausted because you're caring for everyone but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there comes a point, and I think it's, I hate to say it, but when they get a divorce, then they say, okay, now it's about me. It's too bad it has to get to that.
I know.
It's like, you know, all of a sudden, okay, now I'm going to work on me. I'm going to get my new life. I'm going to start over. I got to get it all together again. And, you know, it's a little bit bigger project than just doing a little bit at a time. So,
but we get that all the time. I mean, I've had at least five of those cases just in this new year.
Yep.
For that exact thing. Like, I've had a divorce. I'm ready to get back together with myself, you know, get things cleaned up. And that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, no. Like, why did you let, you know, so sad that you had to let yourself be so neglected. And then that happened and, you know.
Well, life happens.
It does.
You know, we get it. You know, it's just you get busy and you got kids and family and things going on, and that happens for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, if you take and say, okay, it is about me, I am going to work on myself, you have to dedicate to that just like you would to what you were dedicating for your kids or for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be take some time. But it's going to make a huge difference.
Yes.
And we're living longer. You know, it's not like, you know, in the old days, in the old Westerns, where if you made it to 40, that was a big deal.
You and I'd be dead.
Yeah, long dead. I would have been shot, you know.
Hung out to dry.
Yeah, yeah. I would have been wanting to show off my enhancement or something. Somebody would have shot me or something.
I could definitely see that happening. Well, so, let's talk about what are some of your favorite enhancement procedures with the skin, that
with
is.
The skin. Well, you know, we're fortunate because we have a lot of technology, and we mm-hmm. every year we buy more stuff and get more stuff, and we focus on it, and there's new things happening, and our next podcast will be addressing one of those things.
Yes, it will.
So we'll be talking about something brand new. Not most people aren't doing it yet, and so that'll be in the next podcast. But I think, you know, if you look at technology, I've said before that technology is so much better in the last 3 years than what we did in the previous 15.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things work, and they make a big difference. So we talk much about the enhancement of the face, but you can mm-hmm. also talk about the body. And there's so much technology for the body. But with our Cyton technology, there's mm-hmm. multiple things. We talk about the BBL,
mm-hmm.
and there's Halo, which is great. We got a new technology recently. And just going back to BBL, yesterday we did a patient. We did her entire body. We did her face, neck, chest, arms, hands, legs. I mean, maybe a couple areas were missed, but pretty much her whole body. It took us about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And, because it was in motion.
It was the BBL Hero, which we do have a podcast on. So if you want more information on that, listen to that podcast. But he's right. And did she have any downtime with it?
No.
Exactly.
There's not going to be downtime with it. It's going to make a really nice difference for her. But I did tell her it's probably 3 more treatments, you know. It's just, or maybe 2 at least.
And how comfortable was she during that?
Entirely. She said the difference is night and day. Because when we did her face, we did it the normal way, mm-hmm. you know.
The stamping method.
The stamping, the rubber band snap, that whole thing. And when you move into HERO, mm-hmm. which is high energy rapid output, mm-hmm. that's what that stands for. So you're actually delivering 4 times as much energy. And it's remarkable and how quick it is, because you're going at up to 4 pulses per second. Mm-hmm. So you can cover, you know, arms and legs and things like that so fast, it's unbelievable. So it's very impressive. But yeah. Anyway, that is based on BBL technology. It's just the next advancement. And that's what I'm talking about in the last few years.
Yeah.
We didn't have that before. So it's very helpful.
And then the Moxie.
The Moxie's our new one, which if we look at Anne.
And my face.
Yeah, her face had Moxie.
On Monday.
So
I had it 4 days ago.
Yep.
And as just part of an enhancement program, for me, it's my large pores, just keeping my skin healthy. And I mean, yes, I'm still a little peely. I'm still a little pinky red today, but no big deal. You know, it's like I had it Monday afternoon. Here I am Friday morning. Really, unless I start pointing things out, most people and most of my patients can't tell I've had anything done. Yeah. And it was, again, very painless. You know, the procedure is a little prickly, but nothing bad. You don't need drugs. You don't need injectable numbing. And afterwards, a little heat. And then the next few days after that, no pain. Yeah. You know, I would forget on the Tuesday that I had it done till I'd walk out to greet my patients and they're like, "What'd you do?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm so sorry. I got a laser peel." And then I would sell them a Moxie. I actually booked the patient that I saw immediately after I had it done. So I had it done Monday. She was my very last patient that I treated on Monday, is already sold and booked for next Monday. For a Moxie.
It's perfect. And that is new technology, mm-hmm. another new added technology. And
which we have a podcast on as well.
Yes. So you want to check that out. But it's so easy and it's so fast. I mean, the whole treatment's 30 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. Easy to do. I mean, we do use numbing cream. But there's nothing difficult about this treatment. And for patients, wow, brighter skin. I mean, it's like, and you can do it in combination with photofacial.
Yes.
And again, we always talk about combination treatments.
Yep.
What a great combo that is. Do a photofacial and then immediately follow with a Moxie. That's a fantastic way to go.
Yep. Or our other favorite to combine with it is RF microneedling, like Scarlet or Silver Max.
Yeah.
These are definitely one of my top enhancement procedures for patients, because here in the summertime and having to worry about sun exposure, they're less at risk for issues with sun exposure with an RF microneedling like Scarlet or Silver Max than they are with a BBL, a Moxie, or a Halo. And this is where I tell my patients, you know, people used to pause in the summer and they wouldn't get anything done because they'd have to be so careful of sun exposure. And now I tell them there is no pausing. You need to be careful for a short period of time. And as far as I'm concerned, you should be wearing sunscreen every day.
Yeah.
So this is a way they can keep up their enhancement. And again, with zero downtime.
And, you know, if everything starts out pretty much for the face, but you can do full body with this.
Yes.
You know, these treatments are face, neck, chest. You can do breasts. You can do butt. You can do thighs. You can do, there's not a limitation to it. It is lifting and tightening with no downtime. I mean, we use exosomes, and I think we had a nice podcast on exosomes.
We did.
So you can revisit that. But we like putting exosomes on mm-hmm. with every single treatment,
yep.
period. If we're opening the skin at all, we're using exosomes.
Yeah.
It is so anti-inflammatory. It just gets rid of the inflammation so that you can heal faster. And the look is just amazing. So you obviously had some exosomes?
I did have some exosomes, which is probably why I've healed pretty quickly and I look fine at the moment, but yeah.
Yeah, the turnaround is so fast and so easy with that. So it's just part of what we do to make mm-hmm. sure, you know, again, if you hate the treatment, you're not going to do it again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're going to do everything we can for you to love the treatment because the results are so nice. You're going to love the results no matter what. But, you know, they did a survey years ago on CO2 resurfacing, and they surveyed 100 women who had it done, and they only had two questions. Question number one was, do you like the results? 100 women said, yes, I'm happy with the results. Question number two, would you do it again? Zero would do it again. Not one said they would do it again.
Oh.
And so, you know,
I am not surprised.
Yeah, that becomes the end of a treatment, even though they were happy with the outcome and mm-hmm. the results. And so nowadays, you don't have to go to that mm-hmm. extreme. And that's our point with this. You know, the whole anti-aging, get that momentum going the other way. Would a Moxie treatment do that? Yes, it would do that. Would microneedling RF do that with mm-hmm. Scarlet or Silphirm? Yes, absolutely it would do that. And if it does it on the face, it's going to do it on your arms.
I was going to say, and even just regular yeah. RF, like we use Exilis or yeah. M-Tone, or even using the HiFem with the RF on the body for maintenance. I mean, again, these treatments are no downtime. And regular maintenance with them, you know, it's like you said, they can keep working on their necks, their hands, their arms, their stomachs, their thighs, anywhere that they want to maintain. The more little things they do, the better it is.
That's right. And just like anything, you know, we've always known that if you build your muscle, you have to continue to work it or it goes away, right? Atrophy, if you're not using it, you lose it, right? So the same thing is true with your skin. It's the same thing is true with everything. If you have a maintenance, or for us, we call it enhancement program, you are going to continue to improve over and over and over, even though you're getting older.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're looking younger and younger, and your friends are looking older and older, wondering what in the hell you're doing, it's like something's not fair, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening, and that's what's taking place. So you can do it with muscle. You can do that with skin. We have all the technology to do that, and it's so helpful.
Yes.
Patients absolutely love it. And just like anything, if there's something you love enough, you do get somewhat addicted to it. Aesthetics is addicting. Because you get compliments. I mean, it's like people are saying to you that you look younger than your age. You mm-hmm. look good, or you look physically fit,
mm-hmm.
or you must eat well and exercise well, or something. You know, that's what comes up. That's the discussion that's going on, and that's what's happening in their head because of how you look. Well, I mean, if you're hearing something like that, frequently, I mean, that's going to make you feel great. Your heart rate changes, your hormones change, everything happens with compliments that are so positive. So again, I think in more technology, we have so many things that go in that direction.
Yeah.
So the key for the offices out there that are doing this is stop underselling.
Well, and set the expectation for the patient yeah. that there needs to be maintenance. And, yeah. you know, one of the things I tell them, you know, I inject a ton of neuromodulators, whether it's Botox, Jeuveau, Dysport, Xeomin. Patients sometimes want to get away from that and say, what can you do in place of it? And I always tell them there really isn't. You know, if you want to stop that wrinkle from forming, you have to stop the muscle from creating it. So I already sell him on the idea that this is regular. If you don't want to age in that area, just commit to it and you will stop aging. That's why those products can actually claim anti-aging per FDA. There are other injectables like PRF.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about a PRF gel in our next podcast that is very up and coming. So I'm not going to spend too much time on those. But these are also very natural enhancements that patients can do that will never give them that fat face look when sometimes fillers are overdone. I'm still a huge fan of fillers if there's volume loss, because again, volume loss is part of aging. And if you don't keep enhancing those areas, the cheeks look sunken, the temples hollow out, there's all kinds of volume loss issues on the face, and you need that as part of it, but it can be done in the right manner. And if patients are nervous, my favorite thing to start them with is a PRF or a PRF gel, which we, again, we have the podcast on the PRF that people can refer to, as well as the new one that's going to be coming up. But injectables should be a part of their enhancement program. It doesn't have to be overdone, but little tweaks along the way can really create a beautiful all-around picture.
Yeah, and I think that, when you're doing your analysis or assessment of the skin from top to bottom, you have to look carefully at each and everything, because remember, the bones are shrinking, right? So your mandible is shrinking. All the major bones are shrinking with age. As that happens, you know, fat moves, your body changes, but you get a hollowness. So don't use fillers and all that for skin tightening. There are devices that do skin tightening, but when you have a hollow area and it's just not what you used to be, perfect, you know. Get on board with something like that, and it's going to make a big difference in your overall appearance. And, I mean, it's immediate. It's like, wow, you know, you get that. That's instant gratification.
Yeah, and even though we did spend, you know, some time talking about a lot of technologies, we didn't go into a lot of detail because we have podcasts on all these individual technologies that we can refer you to. The biggest thing that Larry and I wanted to focus on today is don't undersell your patients. Educate them that there's correction first, and then there's enhancement second, and it's something they need to be committed to. I mean, if they really only want to look good for that one wedding coming up and you need to do some quick tweaks to get them looking good and they don't want anything after that, well, fine. But I find most people don't want that. And I had a patient this week. She was in for her second neuromodulator treatment ever. Her first one that she had done right before her wedding. You know, it was about a month or two before. She loved the results so much. She's back. She's like, I am addicted now. She goes, I was really just doing it for the wedding photos. She's like, but I looked so good. And she's young, so, you know, that's why we're starting with the little things. But it's funny how instantly she noticed in herself the difference.
And not everyone is born with the same kind of skin. Mm-hmm. Some people have large pores. Some people have, they've had acne in the past, so they have some acne scarring, or the texture isn't smooth like it once was.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of these things are so improved and eventually enhanced to the point where you can have flawless skin. So why not? Just make a commitment to it. I think you'll all find that if you get your correction and get into an enhancement program wherever you're having your procedures done, you will be so much happier for having done so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, perfect. I think that's going to wrap us up for today. Any last words of advice?
I think the key to it is the key to success is getting started. So get started.
Just like with your weight loss program, yes, right?
It's worked out real well. So get started with it. And I think you'll find that if you start doing something and you get to see some things, you're going to be so happy and so thrilled with it. And we had podcasts recently where we talked about wellness on the inside and the outside. It all fits. So
perfect.
Get on board.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to What Would Larry Do? Featuring Dr. Ann. Hear it live each week here or anytime 24/7 on demand at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.